This is Colourful Radio.
I'm very pleased to say we've now got our special guest in the studio. She's young, she's gifted, she's black, she's beautiful, and she is called Jet. So let's say welcome to the Colourful Radio Breakfast Show, Jet. How are you doing?
Hi. Never been referred to as special before, but that's nice.
Oh, good Lord.
You are very, very special to us.
You're very special.
Looking at you, Jet, you are not run-of-the-mill by any description. Now, I could be very, very risque here and try and describe you myself. I'm a man of few words, however. Therefore, I'm going to hand it over to Juju.
Toby Kell-Hyphenock.
No, to Juju. Because no, I feel a woman should describe Jet, first of all. And before we then hear from Jet about who she really is, how would you describe Jet, Juju?
I would say she's a very glamorous kind of, I hope she doesn't mind me saying this, kind of AKA a black Katie Price kind of look going on. Long eyelashes, very big boobs. I assume are not your natural boobs, if you don't mind me saying. I've got to describe honestly for the listeners. Beautiful woman.
A beautiful woman. There you go, Jet. Now, we're very pleased to meet you right here. How did you feel about that description?
It was very nice. That's a very nice thing to say. And I think it was, quite spot on, but I don't know about Katie Price, more like Jordan.
Okay. Yeah. You're right.
Now, one of the reasons we're very interested to hear about you and to actually meet you is that you're going through a bit of a transition from the Jet we see right here today to something different. And it's to do with your nose. Can you explain exactly what you're doing and why you're doing it?
I'm having my nose done because I want a straighter, more European nose, and because my whole look is European and I am proud of being black and I'm aware I'm black, and I don't actually really, really want to change for me. I only want to change because I want to get ahead in my career, so I want to have a straight European nose for my career.
Okay, one thing I want to know is, have you so far come in your pursuit of this career, have you been told directly by anybody at a modelling agency, for instance, or not got a job before because somebody has blatantly said to you, sorry, your nose is too black?
No, never. But I have hinted to like my manager and things like that, and he sort of said, yeah, that would be a good move. If it turns out right, it could go wrong.
Now, I'm just wondering how long you felt this. Is it ever since you aspired toward this profession to be a successful model, glamour or otherwise? Yeah.
I mean, the thing is, I don't particularly want to copy any sort of celebrities or anything like that. I just think that, it would look better if it didn't have a lump, which has got a little bit of a lump. Right. I'm being a bit fussy.
But I mean, the lump in your nose is nothing to do with it being an African nose.
It's not an African nose.
It
doesn't strike me as being a particularly African nose at all. I think listeners will get entirely the wrong impression of what you look like. I don't think it's particularly non-European as it stands. Do you?
Well,
not really. No,
I don't think it is at all.
Well, if I smile, it goes wide. And that's a typical black nose with a bobble.
Smile then, go on, do it.
The bobble at the end and the two flares.
Show me.
Smile.
It's right to me.
This is so funny. You said typical black nose. Okay, now, I am of West African background, and a lot of people in Ghana, have a nose like mine, but a lot of people don't. And when you look at the continent, it's so diverse. West Africans, Ghanaians, Nigerians, and then you've got East Africans, Somalis, you've got Ethiopians, you've got Kenyans, you've got Southern Africans, people from Namibia, from South Africa. Then you've got people in the north, the Arab-looking Berber from Morocco, from Tunisia, from Libya, from Egypt. So there is no such thing as an African nose, really, is there? There's no such thing as a black nose.
Well, white people have all different shaped noses, don't they? But black people always have the same shaped nose,
I think. I've just described to you the variety and the diversity in the continent and why that doesn't really kind of hold water.
I don't know. Well, you know what I mean.
So let's drill down a little bit more into you and find out more about you. So tell us where you were kind of born and raised. Are you from London?
Actually, I was born in East London in a council estate tower block, 20-storey tower block.
Okay, and what was childhood like? I mean, what were you told about yourself? Were you told that you were beautiful, you're a young, beautiful child?
Yeah, I mean, my mum and my parents always said that I was beautiful and everything like that. And actually at school, I was bullied for being too pretty. So I've always been told,
That happened to me too.
I don't think it did. Somehow, I don't think it did. Do carry on.
And that's it, really. And throughout my adult life, I've been bullied and had a lot of jealousy because I am attractive and I do take care of myself. So,
but has the bullying, do you think at any point been because you've kind of played into this? Your look is very much a stereotype of a glamour model.
Yeah.
And I'd imagine that would draw a lot of criticism and a lot of...
Well, my job is a glamour model. I am a glamour model, so I have to always be in that role. But yeah, I get a lot of stick from that, from black girls actually, because it's very unusual to have a black girl look this way.
Tell us about your background in terms of parentage. Where are your parents from?
My mum's parents are from Jamaica and my dad's parents are from Barbados.
Okay. And then, I mean, how do they look? Do you look like them?
My mother's very glamorous. My dad, yeah, he always took care of himself.
That's something that's really important. What do your family think about you going under the knife?
Are they for it? They don't want me to, because, I mean, second time I've had a boob job now, and they've always said, no, don't do it. But I've just gone and done it when they've been out or been on holiday. And my nose, I just about told them about it, so...
Do you think anybody's going to notice when you've had your nose job done? Because it just doesn't strike me as the thing that one... It's not quite what one strikes one immediately when you see you.
Really?
It's very hard to get your eye line up to your face, to be absolutely honest with you.
I mean, like, for instance, like, you're a black girl. What do you think, you know, of me looking like this?
I mean, it's not my thing. It's not my, you know, it's not my idea of looking good. If I was honest, I'm sure, I am sure 100%. That I would have found you much more attractive before your boob job. And certainly I don't see any need for you to have a nose job, if I'm honest. I don't particularly like that look, but I see that if you want to be a glamour model, then this is the look that you need, and you certainly fit into the mould.
Well, let's see what people out there think. Here's the number, 0800-999-8090. Speak to Jet live in the programme, 0800-999-8090. You can go to the website, colourfulradio.com, click on email me. That's colourfulradio.com, and click on email me. Of course, you can text. Here's the number, 80818. That's 80818. Start your text with the word colourful. That's C-O-L-O-U-R-F-U-L. Leave a space and then write your message. One or two texts and emails are coming in. They're not all complimentary. Some people are asking for pictures and saying, wow, who is she? What's she about? And then one or two others, and we'll read these out a little bit later on in the programme, are saying things that are maybe a little bit less complimentary. Do you find that's fairly common as you walk down the street? And people
I love
look at
it.
You
know, it makes me a stronger person, because I know it makes me a lot of money, and it has made me a lot of money looking like this. So compliments like that, I just love it.
You don't mind at all.
Makes me a lot stronger.
See, because I'm just looking at your nose right head on right now, and to me it looks completely straight. You've got a fairly raised bridge. Yes, the tip is slightly more bulbous than you would get in most European women, but not all. But there are lots and lots of European women, including from England, including from France, including from Germany, who have a nose just like yours. Their skin is a lot lighter. That's the only difference. And if you've been watching all these programmes on television, we're all mixed in many different ways.
Well, my natural skin colour is very light. I look like a mixed face person. But I go on some beers and put fake tan on to look darker, because I like looking darker.
All right. Well, Jet, do stay with us. We're going to take a little break now. We're going to do the news, travel and weather, as we usually do on this programme. And then when we come back, we're going to get some calls. People on the line who want to talk to you, Jet, about what you're doing. Some will celebrate you and say, wonderful, she's every woman. She's coming out. She wants the world to know. It's about freedom and expression. And others who are going to say, what's this woman on?
This is Colourful Radio.
Still in the studio with us, I'm glad to say, is the model Jet. Good morning again, Jet.
Hi.
She's still with us. And of course, before the news, we were telling you all about Jet. She was telling us about herself. She is an aspiring glamour model, and she just has one problem. She's not happy with her nose. Now, these are Jet's words. She would like to have a more European nose, more of a white nose, and less of a black nose. But she is black. She knows she's black, she says. She's proud she's black. But in order to get to the top of the tree, she believes this is something she needs to do. Something her manager also said to her may be a good idea. Now, what I want to know is, what do you guys think out there? Text us, 80818. That's 80818. Start your text with the word colourful, a space, and then your message.
And here's what you need to do to get through live to the studio to speak to Jet in person. 0800, yeah? 0800. So it might be free. 999 8090. That's 0800 999 8090. 80 90. We've got another 15-20 minutes to go, so let's get the calls in right now, please. Here's an email from Ngum in Manchester, Jet, and she says this. How does she reconcile loving her blackness with wanting a white nose? People like Alec Weck and Tyra Banks have made a name for themselves by being confident in features perceived by others as ugly. Why doesn't she look to them for inspiration? Over to you, Jet.
I don't look to them for inspiration. I look at Naomi Campbell for inspiration because she looks like a Barbie doll. I mean, my name is Jet Black British Barbie, so I need to look the part.
Have a sharp intake of breath. What's your name again? Jet Black
British Barbie.
Wow.
My real name is on my passport.
You're going to tell us what it is?
No, that is my real name. I changed it to Deepal by Deepal.
Did you?
Yeah.
So you go through customs
as
Jet Black British Barbie. Yeah. Well, marvellous.
Well, all in capitals.
I've got a text here from Dee in Mitcham who says this. And you're not going to like it. Wow, that young lady is amazingly something vacuous. I really can't believe she's black or even in possession of a brain. Well, she's certainly black, D, in terms of your brain.
Is that a guy?
Well, D double E, so I presume it's a woman.
Mm.
Your thoughts?
So your there says to me that you're used to getting more of a hard time from women. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Men just want to, you know, me. They just want to do me, but girls are just quite rude to me.
I've got this one from Aminata who says, does she mean a, in quotes, white nose, or does she mean a small one? There are plenty of white people with noses that would scarcely advance a modelling career. It's another more subtle form of racism to use racial words as interchangeable with adjectives, i.e. white equals small, pretty, black equals big, ugly.
No.
As for me, she says, I have a small black nose, though I found my modelling career thwarted by other factors. Sadly, that's Aminata.
What was the other factors?
Well, she's talking about other factors. She doesn't say what those other factors are. But her, she's black and her nose is small.
Right. I mean, the thing is, you know, it's not even about having a white nose. She's having a perfect nose for me. Because not all white people have a perfect nose. But obviously, if you're going to be a model, you can't have a bump on the side profile. It's all got to be straight. So that's the whole thing, really.
Would you like my nose?
Not really.
Oh, my. I can't believe she said that.
We're on radio, of course, Toby. So for the benefit of the audience, how would you describe your nose?
Oh, perfect.
Right. Shall we move on quickly? Now, we've got this from Mayo, and she says, okay, this woman's not a coconut, as in black on the outside, white on the inside, just confused. And she says this, if things have got to that extent, that drastic, she should consider another career. I doubt that changing her nose will get her more work. Next stop, change your skin colour.
No way, I would never change my skin colour.
And then Melvin, she may not be any of the above. She is in an industry that describes a particular type of beauty or look. White girls have breast enlargements and nose jobs to enhance their chances of getting more work. They also develop eating disorders. This is the nature of the business. You have to compromise to be recognised.
It's black people as well that have eating disorders. Maybe they eat too much. But, I mean, if you look at a Barbie doll, if it had a flat nose and afro hair, it wouldn't be as attractive as a Barbie doll with straight hair and a perfect nose, would it?
Depends on which
But not
culture.
Everybody finds Barbie attractive, do they?
That's what makes cash. If you're in that industry, a model is supposed to make money by looking like Barbie, skinny legs, you know, that shape.
So is the root of all this money, is this what it's really
it
all about?
Yeah, of course it is. I don't want to be poor.
So it's not about you looking in the mirror and thinking every day, actually, I'm ugly. This nose is spoiling my face. For you, this is a cash move.
Yeah, if I didn't have to do it and I thought it wasn't going to make me money, then I wouldn't do it. Because I'm happy, actually, with the way I look, even when I haven't got any makeup on.
Lots of emails, but not so many calls that we can put through. People are a little bit nervous about coming
on
there. So here's the number. Let's see what we can do. 0800, I'll repeat it again. So for many of you, if not most of you, then this will be free. This call will be free. 0800 999
8090. That's right, Bonsu. 0800 999
8090. Oh, I think maybe I was giving the wrong number earlier. 1890. Anyway, here's another email, and this is from Alice, and she asks whether you're really proud of your skin colour, and she says this, your beauty, her beauty, is the sum total of whom she is, her lips, her behind, her nose, etc. She ain't even stepped into the modelling world, and already she thinks the done thing is to have a white nose. Alec Weck is a beautiful, successful model. Her beauty is in her black features. What a crying shame about you.
How long have you been in the game?
I've been in the modelling game for about 8 years. I've been doing it on television. And as I've been in and out of it, I've had like a few years off and gone back to it and stuff like that. But being around all white girls all the time, you learn what, you know, what they're looking for in this country, really, and what's going to make money. So if I didn't have to do it, then I wouldn't do it, because I do love the way I look and I'm proud of being black. Of course I am.
It's 27 old in this industry.
It is, but I don't believe I look 27. And I know with a few more hours sleep, I know I look a lot younger. Otherwise, I wouldn't be sitting around with 18-year-olds and 22-year-olds, would I, on television, half naked.
Wow, okay. 0800-999-1890. People are calling. We'll get those calls on the air in just a moment or two. One more time. 0800-999-1890. And we've got this from Arnold, who says, no, Jet, don't do it, girl. If you've got an identity crisis, then get help and embrace your blackness. No nose job can solve that. Worse still, it might even drop off after the surgery. Seriously, the real issue here is insecurity and low self-esteem, sister.
All right, can you text back or whatever, please, and just tell me, would you have told me not to have my boob job beforehand if this was about boob jobs?
Well, if you want to text back or email back, then Arnold, then please do. Go to colourfulradio.com, click on email me and respond to Jet's comments there.
I think they're entirely missing the point about Jet. I think Jet's somebody who's decided, you know, who is not going to fall prey to other people's judgments about what she should or shouldn't be doing. Jet has got seems to me to have a focus and is very clear about that, and I certainly think she's got a brain.
Thank you very much.
Well, we're going to take a little break, play a little record, then we'll get some calls on for you, okay?
This is Colourful Radio.
We've got Jet in the studio. She's a young woman. She is gifted. She's beautiful, but she's not happy with the way she looks now. Why, Juju?
She's not happy with the way she looks because she doesn't like her nose, and she feels that her nose is going to stand in the way of her modelling career. And when she says she doesn't like her nose, what she means is she would prefer a more European nose. These are Jet's words, not mine. One thing, though, before we go on, I'd like Jet to just remind us of her full name. This is her full name on her passport.
It's Jet Space. So Jet Black British Barbie.
In capitals. Okay.
Jet Black British Barbie. Got an email from Sandra in Manchester. There is a risk that the surgery may produce keloids and make your appearance worse. Why are you using a sunbed? You are damaging your beautiful black skin. By the time you reach your 40s to your 50s, you'll be wrinkled. Black skin does not wrinkle until the late 60s, until one is in one's late 60s.
Well, I mean, I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't take drugs, don't go out partying. So, you know, a couple of sunbeds every now and again and a few fake tans will not hurt me, I'm sure.
All right, let's hear from Donette, who has called in on 0800-999-8090. That's 0800-999-8090. And she's in London. Donette, good morning to you.
Morning, Henry.
How are you doing, all right?
I'm not bad.
What would you like to say to Jet?
Well, to Jet, I don't want to make it seem like it's a personal vendetta against Jet.
Fine.
As a mother of a young man, and I have loads of young nieces, my concern is that, you know, when we talk about that perfect image that Jet's talking about, how it lets a lot of the young people feel that don't fit that image. My concern is that when I speak to young people, a lot of them are very unhappy with themselves because they're not 5'8", 5'9". They don't have the flowing hair. They don't have the straight nose. They don't have that so-called light skin. Totally unhappy. I think as role models, we need to be empowering our young people. We need to be giving them something to aspire to. And I just think when we walk around and talk about this perfect image and the straight nose and a certain size, it's very damaging. I was a young woman that didn't feel I fit into that young, that perfect stereotype. And that damaged me right through school. And I still deal with the issues today because I wasn't that tall, slim, light skin, flowing hair, black girl.
Okay, Donette, let's give Jet a chance to respond to that.
Fair enough.
So how do you feel now then?
Well, no, I had to work on myself. I had to go and seek, you know, personal help to deal with how I felt about myself on the inside because of the way I felt society made me feel about how I looked. And I, you know, and because of that, I tried really hard to make sure that didn't happen to my son and all the young people around me. You know, beauty is on the inside, you know, and we have to learn how to love ourselves from the inside and work outward.
I totally, totally, totally agree with you. I think, you know, anything when you're in a public eye or whatever, you have to be careful because children can learn from you and think that it's right. That's why, as I said before, I don't smoke, take drink, drugs and things like that. But I just wanted to slightly improve my look. I didn't even want all this publicity. I would have just done it anyway, and no one would probably would have known any difference. But as it's out in the open, you know, I've got nothing to hide. But yeah, I think it's great. If you're old enough and you're wise enough and you can afford it and you want to do it, do it. But I don't think kids should worry about their looks at a young age. No way.
Continuing on from Donette's point, do you have children?
Not yet, but I'd love to have children.
And how would you feel if your children wanted to have a nose job?
No, not until they're a lot older, not until they're like 25 or my age. And it's got to be for a very good reason.
All right. Thank you very much for that, Donette, in London. I got a text from Ty. I wonder if it's the Ty, the rapper, in Vauxhall. It certainly spells his name in the same way. Hi, Jet. Are you the hot brown honey from Bang Babes?
Yes! At least one person watches it. Yes.
For the people out there who aren't sure what Bang Babes is, can you explain what is Bang Babes?
Bang Babes goes out on Sky, and it's on three channels. And I am the only black girl on there. Basically, I have to wear underwear and speak to guys on the phone and present that type of thing. It's a live show.
Wow, okay. So when you think about your ambitions, when you think about what you want to do, how far would you like this career to go and how crucial is this nose job?
To be honest, that's not the only thing I want to pursue, like glamour modelling. I'm kind of fading out of that now. I'd actually like to go in, I don't know if I can say this, but can I say it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to be a porn star eventually.
A porn star?
And I'd like to do rapping, because don't ask me to do any rapping, but I like
a rapping, a rapping porn star.
Yeah, I like
my word, we weren't expecting that. 0800 999 1890. That's 0800 999 1890. We'll play a record for you at some point. Okay. Yeah. Well, what would you like to?
She wants head, shoulders, knees, and toes.
KIG.
I'll see if we've got that. But I mean, a porn star. I mean, that's taking things a bit far. But I presume you mean actually having sex, proper. Graphic sex on camera.
Yeah, definitely. I love sex. Yeah. My body's made for sex. And men want to see it, you know, and it's good money.
All right, then. Tell us what your family... We spoke about your family a bit earlier. They're not too happy with you having the nose job, but you think they'll come round to the idea. They weren't happy about the fake breasts, but you did it anyway. As far as porn, are they aware that this is the next thing you want to venture into?
I don't think so, but they know I'm quite a sexual person anyway, because the way my bedroom's done up and all that. But, you know, I can just do what I want. They know. They tell me to go one way, I'll go the other. Always.
And do you think your family will still be supporting you if you go down the porn route?
Some members, not all.
And you're prepared for that?
Yeah, big time. I do what I want.
It's 5 minutes to 10. Rosemary Lye up very shortly indeed at the top of the hour. Let's take a little break right now because we need to finish up our discussion with you, Jet. There are still one or two things to say.
Oh, back to porn.
Okay, let's take a little break right now.
This is Colourful Radio.
Our studio guest, who of course is Jet. She's still with us. She's a glamour model. No, she's not an aspiring glamour model. She is a glamour model, but she's aspiring to get to the top of the tree. And in to do that, she's going to have a nose job because she feels that her nose is not European enough.
Do you know when you were saying she's an aspiring... No, she's not an aspiring one. I was going to come in and say, she's a bang babe! But that's not the kind of thing...
No.
Jet is very anxious that we should let the public know out there, whereas they don't have the advantage of seeing her, that although she's had I think as she describes it, a boob job, it's just not any boob job. And she wants me to convey to the public what she actually looks like. And
basically, she's given you an excuse to look at her breasts.
She has. But anyway, if you imagine, have you ever seen a Zeppelin? If anybody ever seen a Zeppelin, you know, the thing, the sort of huge dirigibles that used to float about and still do, in fact, taking photographs.
Kind of airships. That
if you saw Jet coming towards you, it'd be like having two Zeppelins coming straight towards you.
That's great, thank you.
Yeah, and she's got a lovely colour.
She's taken that as a compliment.
And it was a compliment.
Okay, here we go. A couple of texts popping in right now. Somebody saying this, wow, 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 about 50 times. And then another text has come in. One word, sad. In seeking short-term easy gains, she'll end up lonely when she reaches her 50s.
Whatever,
okay. As in she's not bothered. Okay, I'm bothered. Look at my face. And then we've got Anthony here who says, I think an altered nose is just as bad as fake hair. They both indicate issues with insecurity. Long straight hair and narrow noses are both European features, not African. When most black women come of age, they can't wait to perm their hair or adorn it with weaves and extensions, claiming natural Afro hair is too difficult to maintain. I bet if there was a hair operation to permanently straighten our nappy hair, there would be literally millions of takers. Don't blame Jet. She's just taking it to the next level.
Absolutely.
You mean you agree with this person?
I tell you what, Henry.
Oh, wow. Because one guy, Flip. Flip says she might end up looking like Jacko, as in Michael Jackson.
Who knows?
Serious level, there is a danger that when you go down this road, that you get addicted to it. So you've started with the breasts, you're going to do your nose next, and that actually you might just, then it'll be lipo anytime you see a little bit of cellulite, Are you not worried about that?
I'm about a little bit overweight at the moment, but I do work out 6 days a week. So I'm very fussy with my body and what I eat. So I'm not bothered about lipo. I just want to look a bit better anyway.
Trust me, audience, when Jet says she's overweight, I've got no idea what she's talking about. You look like you're a size 8, a tight size 8, and there's nowhere for weight to come off.
Well, it depends what part of your body you're talking about in terms of weight and overweight. There are a couple of points one could refer to. This from Jan in Ealing. Jet, give me strength. If I were your mum, I'd be devastated. Come on, you can do better than porn.
You only live... Oh, porn.
Porn, well, she's talking about, yeah.
You only live once. I mean, you're going to go mad, but I do go to church and stuff like that.
And what do you pray for?
I thank God. And I ask him, you know, to do nice things for me, but I always thank him for things he does for me.
All right. Let's repeat the number one more time because so many emails and texts, but we do want somebody else apart from us to talk to you. So let's give it one more throw.
0800 999 8090. That's 0800 999 8090. We talked about what would, you know, I asked you whether you'd be happy if your kids wanted to have a nose job when they got older. Mm. You don't have children at the moment, but when you do, if you do. What about if your children wanted to go into porn? What about if your daughters wanted to go into porn? Would you honestly, can you look me in the eye and tell me you'd be happy with that?
Actually, I don't know if I'd be happy with it, but I wouldn't stop them from doing what they wanted to do as long as they were safe and they knew what they were... I mean, if I've got experience and I can help them out, do you know what I mean?
But you said to me when you were younger, you got some bullying because of your looks. Mm. I mean, how much do you think the bullying has affected you? Would you say it's affected you?
It just makes me want to improve myself even more to show, like, the bullies, if I do bump into them, how fantastic I look, you know? And I spend a fortune on, like, beauty products, you know, so...
Mm. And I need to ask you something now, because you're being filmed. Mm. It's going to be on Channel 4 at some point. Mm-hmm. And you're going to go under the knife on television, maybe not so extreme, not so unusual these days, but it's still a procedure.
Yeah.
And every procedure is serious. How do you feel about that? Are you nervous? Or do you feel...
I'm an old hand at these things. I'm just so exhausted from working and stuff like that. I just haven't thought about it. I just want to get them done with. Quite like going under, so I can have a bit of a rest. But
and what exactly are you going to ask the doctor for? Because whether you go to Harley Street or some other place, you've got to be really clear. There's going to be a
specific
consultation advice.
Absolutely.
What exactly do you want to look like? Who out there do you want to look like?
Right, well, I'm not going to say exactly how I want my nose to look, but there is...
Well, I think you need to know. The doctor needs to know.
He knows, but there's a certain celebrity that shape that I want to go by, but...
And who is that celebrity?
I can't say.
Yes, you can. Come on. You're on radio. Nope. You're talking to us. You're not shy and retiring, so don't start now. Come on.
Nope. We just have to wait and see. It'll be in the documentary.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you guys have any guesses at all?
Oh, no.
Somebody white?
Possibly. Okay, let's think.
No.
Who are the best known women in the country right now? Who are the... Cheryl Cole. Someone like Cheryl Cole, maybe.
No, never.
Don't you like Cheryl?
She hasn't had her nose done. Her nose is like that anyway.
Is it?
Yeah, it's like beak.
Is the woman a wag, one of the wives and girlfriends?
Is she a wag?
Yes.
Yeah, she's...
Okay, who are the wags? Carly Zucker, who goes with Joe Cole?
Oh, no, is it a wag?
Yeah, the one who's nose. Who, well, wag number one, Victoria Beckham.
Maybe, maybe not.
Ah.
Ah.
That's a politician's answer. She's got a horrible nose.
Can I just say, about, you know that phone call you had about black hair and women's hair?
Yeah.
This is something I don't understand as a white person, because I also think that women's black hair can look fantastic in its sort of natural state. I actually think it's incredible. Mm. There's lots of ways it can be done, so it looks great. And I don't quite understand why so many black women want to have straightened, sort of, you know, Europeanized hair. I don't quite get that. I never understand it.
I know. Why?
Well, I'm not going. That's a whole nother story, a whole nother issue.
So you don't want to go in. You don't want to go there.
No, my hair's relaxed, but I'm not in the mood. I'm not going to go. And, I'm not going to defend it for the next 3 hours.
Genuinely, I'm not trying to defend it. I'm just making the point. I don't understand it quite.
But the black hair.
Well, you don't have to do your hair.
They're always busy, aren't they? They're always busy in the hair shop.
Yeah, I'm sure they are.
What's that got to do with the price of bread? That's a completely different argument. We're talking about going in. We're talking about going. Being put to sleep, going under anaesthetic and risking your life, essentially, to have a European nose is a bit different from getting your hair relaxed every 6 weeks.
She was talking about the point of black of beauty, wasn't she? That was where it came from. And I was just responding.
Well, most people that have relaxed their hair or do continue to relax their hair have had their hair natural at various times, including
relaxing
myself.
Relaxing their hair, is that the expression?
Yes, and this is why...
My hair's very relaxed, have you noticed? And Henry's not Maya, but terribly relaxed.
Let's not go there. Okay, look, we need to bring this to an end. Okay, so let's say to Jet, thank you very much for coming.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Take care with all of this surgery, etc. We want you to emerge in one piece and healthy, okay? And possibly wealthy as well.
Mm. And maybe you can come in when you've had the nose job and show us, you know, the results.
Lovely.
This is Colourful Radio.